AC for Nero. Happy Halloween, everybody. This has been the After Party. They gave us a show. It's up next on X-Ray FM, where radio is yours.
Is a program previously broadcast on X-Ray.
Thank you so much for being here. I am DJ AC Money. We got DJ Surrounded next week at the after party, so definitely come on back. Up next on X-Ray FM, they give us a show.
That's right.
It is coming soon.
And you're listening to X-Ray FM. You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere at xray.fm.
Between the hours of 10 p.m. and 6 a.m., X-Ray FM may play content that is unsuitable for some listeners.
Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to another episode of They Gave Us a Show. And we're really excited because what number is this, Ocean?
This is our 150th episode.
150th episode! So you make some noise, y'all. Right there, say that again.
Terrible. So you saved the day right there, by the way, because that was terrible what was going on in the background.
Ooh!
So
thank you. Yes.
We won't.
Yeah, I hear you. I was on it. Just took a little minute for it to power. I'm like, yay. But anyway, thank you guys for tuning in, you know, hearing our 150th episode. You know what I'm saying? This is a remarkable occasion for us. We're proud. And we keep climbing.
Thanks to you guys. We've been more episodes than that.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
50 on this station.
On this station, it's 150. Probably in total, I think we're probably at 300, huh?
Close to 300, yeah.
Yeah, maybe more.
Three radio stations. I wouldn't say more.
You don't think it's more than that?
No.
Okay. For me, it's definitely 1,000. If I had total up all the years, definitely probably that kind of number.
Yeah.
Because that would be, I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to say that starts making me look like I'm old. I came out the room doing radio. Oh, anyway, you guys. Hope you had a good week. I know it's been kind of a crazy week, but we hear y'all. We done made it.
Yeah, somehow.
So clap it up for yourself. Yes. He said somehow. I love it. But here we are. I know Osha got some new and some good music going on later on today in this episode.
Do we?
Oh, yeah. I got some good music coming up on the episode. We got got some topics later on. And I'm sure Osha is going to surprise us with another question.
Am I?
I hope so. I like the questions, even though they scare me, but I still like them. Yeah.
I'm doing so much.
And we're probably going to go soon and hear the word from our sponsor, 70mm Film.
So there's a fun fact. Did you know that with her latest single, or second to latest now, but we'll get to that.
Okay.
Mariah Carey has now reached the top 40 in four different decades as she debuted on the top 40 last week.
Wow. Clap it up for that. That's amazing.
Not counting like the Christmas song hitting the year, but like four different decades with new songs to give it up.
Did you know she's still the only one to hold the record to go 10 years straight being a number one? For 10 years. Not even Michael, Prince, none of them. Only her. She's the only one.
Janet never did that?
Not even Janet. Only Mariah Carey. I think it's from 89 to 99. She had a number one hit record every year. Insane.
Was she out in 89?
Yeah. Emotional came out in 89.
Oh, I thought that was 90 for some reason.
Yeah. It bled over to 90, but it came out like late 89.
Okay.
Yeah. Talk about it. That's amazing, bro.
Yeah.
I was like, man.
I mean, I kind of knew that. I just thought for some reason maybe someone else had done that. But yeah, that makes
sense. I didn't know that she was the only one on that mountaintop, bro. I was like, what? Mommy, Michael held it down? Like, without it?
Well, he had too much of a gap between
them. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, same for Prince.
Off the Wall and Thriller, yeah.
Yep, same for Prince. They had gaps. It's not like when they came out with music, they didn't have a number one hit, but they took too much time in between. She did not take no time. She was putting them out.
Well, that's back in the day. They'd spent 2 years dropping singles from that album, and then by that time, the next album's ready to come out.
Yep, facts. Nothing against them, because she was just like cranking them.
You can't now pump toast 2 years of singles off one album. Now they won't let you do it.
Yeah, I don't think nobody from this timeline is gonna do a decade of hits though. They kind of fizzle, it seems like.
And how do you even measure hits now?
I know, that's a good question.
Because like, not everyone listens to the radio. Some people listen to streaming. People aren't buying the songs the same way. It's like, what do you?
I know, people don't watch videos anymore of like whatever VH1 or MTV
something
or whatever
will be a
it was.
Top 10 hit, and some people haven't even heard it. It's like, what's going on?
It's like they go by like, yeah, some of the radio or Sirius or whatever, and then of course streaming is how they put together. They use all those platforms to put together the number for like who's number one right now, or who's trending. I should say YouTube. That's part of that too. So they go by like who's trending, what songs are everybody listening to now. Yeah, I know. It's different times. It's a different world. It's a
different world.
Yeah, man. It really is.
Here we go.
He said, yeah. Oof. Anyway, let's go ahead and get to some music.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
Yeah, we're going to get to some music.
So we're going to get into... Okay. We actually have the newest Mariah Carey. Newer than the one we were just talking about.
Okay.
So just dropped one today.
Ooh.
I was thinking, maybe we're going to kick it up. We're going to get into that in a little bit. We're going to kick it off a little more. In a festive mood, right?
Yes.
Late Lyrics is next week. I want to shout that out.
Late Lyrics. Dope event. Tresta.
We used to go to that event a lot and find guests that we thought were cool and get them to come interview on the radio show. So speaking of Late Lyrics, one of the headliners next week is Young Shirt Maine. So we're going to kick it off with Young Shirt Maine.
Yeah. Love that guy.
New one from Fredo and Three Way Hef. We'll play a little bit more. We're going to come back after that, and I'll hit you off. We'll hit you off at some point in this episode with the new Mariah Carey, but we're gonna kick it off a little more upbeat at this point.
Let's do it. They gave us a show.
Also, a word from our sponsor.
Yes, 70 millimeter film. Let's go.
Oh, see, I checked it. All right, let's do it.
Let's go.
Support for X-Ray FM comes from Hollywood Theater, located at 4122 Northeast Sandy Boulevard. The Hollywood Theater is a not-for-profit organization whose mission is to entertain, inspire, educate, and connect the community through the art of film while preserving a historic Portland landmark, showing classic and contemporary films on 16, 35, and 70-millimeter film, as well as digital projection. For more information, showtimes, and tickets, go to HollywoodTheater.org. Support for X.
Niggas been asking me what the fuck my name is lately, like they ain't heard of the kid. Okay. They lawns is long gone. Welcome to Shirty season.
Shirty.
Ugly nigga movement, y'all ain't been a squabble. Bar fight shit, hit your ass with a broken bottle. Breaking models like they stallions or something. She say she Hispanic, she looking like Italian or something. You never battling, shouldn't have let him drink all the gin. At the end of the bottle, this when he let me back in. Something that's fully loaded, I've been with the shit. Me and Trey hold the covers up while we training your bitch. I might cheat on my bitch if her friend say she horny. Coming back for seconds, big noodle, rigatoni. Sausage house specialist, give me your medal. Rap is getting too easy, I'm finna start making metal. You a puppet, your paddle, there's hella calling you Sasabi. Hit your ass with a Rasa gun while you running no salt. And me whole circle is salty. You warring demons, no saw me choking her while I'm stroking her. Eating a poppy seed. Fire probably on the block with a cavalry. Bomb it, turn me to dragon breath. Let the fire come out of me. Going back to robbery before I go back to salary. She eat more dick in a day than she has ever ate calories. Trip if you won't, don't know why you would risk it. Fuck your mom in the morning, and then I gravy your biscuit. How the fuck could I quit it? I can never be serious. I laid the towel down and still hit it on her period. Dab in my arm, no daps. Mad, I perform and won't rap. Lady Gaga on stage. During this flow, I'll just dance. Shirty and moron, my bitch forehead Zordon. Connected to the Bluetooth speaker with my porn on. Work up in the kitchen like I'm cooking at Le Cordon. Young shirt man, but I ain't got a shirt on.
Young shirt man, but I ain't got a shirt on. Young shirt man, but I ain't got a shirt on. Young shirt man, but I ain't got a shirt on. Young shirt man, young shirt man. Young shirt man, young shirt man, but I ain't got a shirt on. Young shirt man, but I ain't got a shirt on. Young shirt man, but I ain't got a shirt on. Young shirt man, young shirt man. Young shirt man, but I ain't got a shirt on. Young shirt man, but I ain't got a shirt on.
the fuck Portland be tripping? You fuck with the team, get your skeleton hidden. Freestyles hitting. This point in my life, I done got so nice. You wonder if this shit was written. Nigga, I tease competition. Dog behind fence him. Get so defensive when shitting. I do the most. Your bitch use my dick as a toast. All in her throat, watch her tug like a boat. And I'm boasting, no coasting. The flow like the ocean. Mimosas, I poke him. This Portland apartment gon' go in and hoping the tone gon' grow in the smoke while I'm floating. Bathing the gin like it's soap. Still got some hint in my coat. I hate the way you testify, bullshit and such, why you tell a lie, invested in money, sex and drive, testosterone, keep you hoes in line, what it mean to be G, drop on these niggas and give it for free, sipping the gin, watch it spill on my tea, but I'm good with the pen, even one with the bleach, niggas be scared what they see in the streets, I encourage the fear when I chill with my team, misfits is running like races in one, while you rappers be tripping like tabs on your tongues,
the legacy was told. It is Shirley season.
Young shirt man, but I ain't got a shirt on. Young shirt man, but I ain't got a shirt on. Young shirt man, but I ain't got a shirt on. Young shirt man, but I ain't got a shirt on. Young shirt man, young shirt man, young shirt man, but I ain't got a shirt on. Young shirt man, but I ain't got a shirt on. Young shirt man, but I ain't got a shirt on. Young shirt man, young shirt man, young shirt man, but I ain't got a shirt on. Young shirt man, but I ain't got a shirt on. Young shirt man, but I ain't got a shirt on.
Productions.
Cheese truffle, niggas sitting on their ass, not on feet, but on a feet. You ain't never spent 400 on a dinner you ain't eat. My bitch bad, no BBL, but 10,000 for a boob job. LA top floor, baby, fuck me on the rooftop. Notice in my girl, this my new vibe. Niggas broke and rap a rack, so every bar they gotta shoot eyes. If we in the club, bring them signs out. Wait, off the 42, she acting bad, she need a timeout. Lame niggas out here faking motion, trying to buy a cloud. Heard you niggas in the strip club, ain't throw a dollar. Let me find out.
Baby, if you find, I want you and your friend.
Yeah.
Thick shit, give me a big body Benz. Come on.
Listen to my every word.
We the strong.
to tear. Me never have the shirt. One suit of school uniform will make it work. Hurry the chicken back, or we'll make it jerk. Where we grow up, Santa never show up. December we celebrate, January slow up. Them know why we elevate, make them watch we blow up. To every ghetto you to great, no one get your dough up. Pretty get your glow up, nails and your toe up. Them no love to see the growth, it sit them never throw up. Watch we as we go up, my sisters and my bro up. Jah I watch my every step, the blessing just a flow up.
Cause hustling in on me blunt, coffee eating on the mud, to the fire and the flood. Listen to my everyone.
Ooh, we the strongest of the strongest. Ooh, we will be the longest.
Hustling in on me jean, rotten rich that had the dream. Coffee eat me and the team, all my kids them are fi clean.
Ooh, we the strongest of the strongest. Ooh, we will be here the longest.
Still a flipper dollar faster than a lightning McQueen. My barn has a motherfucking money making machine. Down in a Jamaica, every man have a dream. One day we see them face up in a first magazine. The Rasta flag of three color, but your favorite are green. Set up on the block and we are Strawberry Fiend. Take it back to Sherlock, she rate up with the scheme. Make every girl I run out of them house and I scream. And I tell we set them right, they fit take one for the team. She love the vegetables, but she prefer the cream. Hustling in on my blood, my DNA and my genes. I got that type, you know what I mean.
Cause hustling in on me blunt, coffee eating on the mud, to the fire and the flood. Listen to my every word.
Ooh, we the strongest of the strongest. Ooh, we will be here the longest.
Hustling in on me jean, rotten rich that had the dream. Coffee eat me and the team, all my kids them are fi clean.
Ooh, we the strongest of the strongest. Ooh, we will be here the longest.
From a penny to a dollar, from a dollar to to 1,000 was your quint, me get a mill. From a house and a flat to a mansion on a hill. You da swear say your jugs are a aisle man a drill. But a music we push, gangsta no sell pill. I agree than no bush, Sherlock to Coville. All the youths them surviving at the streets them skill. So much innocent lives the system them kill. Unnecessary blood by the drums them spill. So the devil laugh, the death receipt them fill. If I them alone bold to don't meet Glen Mill. So we go feed brawling in the street then chill.
Cause hustling in on me blunt, coffee eating on the mud, to the fire and the flood. Listen to my every word.
Ooh, we the strongest of the strongest. Ooh, we will be here the longest.
Hustling in on me jean, rotten rich that had the dream. Coffee eat me and the team, all my kids them are fi clean.
Hell, they the gave us the show.
Buddy. So you heard Hustling in My Blood, Baby Sham, Stephen Marley, and Damian Marley. Before that, we had Portland's own Fredo and Three Way Hef with Super Soaked, and then Young Shirt Man, but I ain't got a shirt on. Young Shirt Man. He'll be at Late Lyrics next week. The Swiggle and Nappy will be the three headliners, along with all the open micers. They moved to a new venue, the White
Eagle.
The White
Owl.
The White Owl Saloon.
There you go.
Like, is it the White Eagle or the White Owl?
Owl.
The White Owl Saloon in Southeast Portland. There you go. That's last Thursday. Yeah. So next week, next Thursday, there you go. Show doors open at 9. If you want to do the open mic, signups online at 12. There you go.
You heard him. Sign up at yes. 12.
There you go. Late Lyrics. Mm-hmm. And anyway, we are back. I heard Jazzy Jeff is coming in.
That is true on August 1st, which is Friday next week.
Next Friday.
Yeah, next Friday.
I don't know if you guys can still get tickets. It might be too late.
I think they're sold out now. Yeah. I mean, you could check. Don't quote me on it. But I think
pay for more than
that. I think it was sold out. And I like seeing that when a legend comes into town. Like, tickets should be sold out.
What venue is this at?
East 45, I believe. Or 45 East. 45 East. East 45 East, excuse me.
Jazzy Jeff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think people, a lot of times you go to a club or you get a typical like DJ opening for someone, but like, and I haven't seen Jazzy Jeff, let me just say that.
Okay.
But we went to the Robert Glasper show. Do you remember the DJ that opened that show?
Yep, I do.
There's a whole nother level when you see a DJ like that that tours and is just like Like, my wife went to the Janet Jackson. She said the DJ was one of the dopest DJs.
Yeah, they sharp.
It's different when you have, so that's going to be what you see if you go to see Jazzy Jeff, a legend.
Like. Yeah, you going, it's going to be incredible. I mean, this dude.
No disrespect to no DJs. That sounds so terrible to say. But
no, no, no. People get it. DJs out there. People get it. I mean, that dude is such a grandmaster at DJing. It's insane. I mean, literally. I mean, he's invented like half the techniques that DJs do today.
Yeah.
So there's even buttons on mixers because of what he made manually by hand. It's insane.
Yes. Yes.
Like the transformer that used to, like, only he could do. They had to make that a button on a mixer for other DJs to do it, which was crazy.
It's true.
Yeah. So I mean, like, the whole thing, dude, just revolutionized the game.
I've heard his DJ sets are even better than Paris Hilton's, which is wild. He must really be dope.
Are you?
No.
You almost not. Made me say something.
They're better, dude. I promise you, they are.
Don't ever put her and Jazzy Jeff in the same sentence.
I said he
ever.
Was better.
I don't care. She ain't even, dude. She ain't top nothing. She don't even make the top 100 greatest
she's
DJs.
DJ than me.
She don't even make, dude, you're not even, she don't make, I would destroy her. So be quiet. No.
But you're a DJ.
Yes. But
you're a good DJ.
She doesn't even deserve to be mentioned. I would eat her alive, and I don't consider myself nothing. Like, man.
But she comes out and she's just doing all kinds of spins and scratching with her elbows.
Oh, my God. Still would destroy her. It wouldn't even matter. Like, I've beaten a lot of people. But I always, I never really claim myself as a DJ because I was an MC first. That was always my rule of thumb to that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it.
It's just, it was just one of the elements of hip-hop. If you're going to do all the five elements, you should know how to DJ if you're going to be
in
hip-hop. But
you did DJ gigs, so you're a DJ.
Yeah, I'm a professional.
Now, I go on the radio and I play songs. Me claiming to be a DJ is some suspect stuff. But you actually DJed gigs.
Right.
Clubs and weddings and stuff like that. And bars, you're a DJ, bro.
Yeah, events. Yeah, the whole nine. Yeah, so. I've done it all. Little mini tours.
Well, have you ever DJed in a grocery store?
Yeah. A grand
Wait,
opening.
You really have?
Yeah, and in Texas, it was a grand opening.
Wait, it was a grocery store? Cause
yeah. Doing it was down there, they got HEB, which is equivalent to a Fred Meyer's here.
These, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, I did a grand opening that one.
Is that how you pronounce it? They just say the letters HEB?
Yeah, just HEB, yeah.
Is that like someone's name, or what does that even
mean? Yeah, I forget what it is. I want to say, like, Herbert something. I can't remember no more. It's been too many years.
Cool.
Yeah.
DJ did a grocery store opening. I dig it. I was making a joke, and he's like, no, I've done it.
Yeah, dude, they pay quite nice.
did it seem like the shoppers were even paying attention to you? What was that?
Oh, no, people came like, oh, my God, you play really great music and stuff like that. Yeah, it was nice. It was nice. It was fun, man. Of course, you know, it was Texas, so it was a nice sunny day. And they was grilling and stuff like that.
How long is it? How many hours they book you for in a gig like something?
It was about 4 hours.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You're just sitting right next to the Yoplait display or whatever.
Yoplait display? I don't remember a Yoplait display, bro. But no, it was cool though. It was a fun gig. I still remember it.
All right.
So
see,
that's
you're
really
definitely
good.
A DJ. You DJed in a grocery store opening. Come on.
Yeah, grand opening. Yeah, it was
they
fun.
Don't invite me to do that.
They don't invite you to do that. That'd have been fun if you had hosted that. That would have been fun.
I never got to DJ at the grand opening of the Nordstrom's.
Nordstrom's.
See, I've heard of people DJs doing mall clothing stores. But
oh, yeah. Especially during Christmas time.
Yeah, but grocery store is wild. That's funny.
Mm-hmm. I remember seeing OG1 when he was spinning at Nike at the employee store.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, yo, that's dope.
Yeah, that's dope.
Yep. I approve of this.
Good stuff. Mm-hmm. They have some DJs. I remember he was DJing an event at the park in Gateway where, like, it was a silent DJing, so all the...
Oh, everybody had headphones on? Yeah.
No one hears them, but the people...
I did that, like, once or twice. I don't like it.
You don't like it?
I got to hear the boom. I got to have the boom.
As the DJ?
Yeah, I gotta feel it, man. And then, like, the headphones don't make you feel it like how you, when you hear it out loud. Like, they can be great headphones, but you know when that bass just make your heart skip a beat, hit that chest? That's what you want, man. You're like, yeah, man, let's go. The headphone thing is like, it's cool, but it ain't for me.
It's not for you.
Nah, man. It was just weird, bro.
It could be kind of cool, though, right?
I mean mixed up it was weird and cool at the same time. I'm sorry, say it again.
When you're getting a set prepped or whatever, like recording a set, do you ever just mix it up with headphones on at home?
Oh, of course. Yeah, yeah.
So you just pretend you're doing that?
Well, usually when I'm at that, I got a monitor, so I'm still hearing it out loud, too.
Okay.
Yeah, so I rarely even, actually when I'm at the, I don't even use headphones when I'm at the house. I just use my monitor.
Interesting.
Yeah, so I only use the headphones when I'm out, you know, at the event and stuff like that.
Interesting, so, but, okay.
Yeah, so, because it's just me in the house. I don't care who hears it. So just have it come to the monitor.
I got you.
Oh, for people that are non-DJs, the monitor is the speaker that sits with the DJ so he can hear it himself before it goes out to the public. Monitor. Yeah, yeah, we call it a monitor.
It's not a TV screen.
No, it's not a TV screen. It's a really big speaker that sits next to you, and that speaker plays the music first to you and is not connected to the mains. And that way you know how to transition the sound before you put it out there to everybody else to hear.
I got you.
Yeah. It's on a separate line. There you go. If you didn't know, now you know.
Big stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
So you got some music you want to play?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. People are like, we heard enough of these guys talk. I ain't come here to learn nothing.
You're going to learn and you're
going to
like it.
You're going to learn, you're going to like it. Oh, my God. Could you imagine, man? Yeah. People are like, nah, man.
We're not leaving any filthy scrubs behind.
We don't want to get no edumacation. What is this?
We don't need no education. What's that song?
Pink Floyd.
Yes. Thank you.
Was that driving you nuts? Was that one of those things?
I didn't know it was a Pink Floyd song, but I definitely know the song.
Oh, okay.
It's wild. I'm not well versed. It's like there's some Pink Floyd jams that came out. I'm like, that was a jam. Money. You know, obviously.
Okay, yeah.
But, like, I don't know their whole catalog. So I didn't know that was actually Pink Floyd. So there you go. Don't get mad at me. I'm not 78.
Oh, dude. No, I'm not. No, bro.
To anyone listening in your car right now, like, name five of their songs, bro.
Oh, I hate when people do that.
Name five of these knuckles, son.
Name five of these knuckles.
That sounds so corny.
Man, you kind of sound like you want to hurt somebody.
I want to say shout out to everyone listening at the coast right now, the Northern Oregon coast. We appreciate you guys. We really do. I think it's dope that they can hear us in Nehalem, Rockaway, Manzanita, coming soon to Seaside of Cannon Beach. What? Possibly?
Yeah.
All right. Hope we get that tower built. That's dope.
Oh, man. We're so looking forward to this. Yeah. We got to have the tower built.
I want people to be on vacay in, like, spring break at Seaside and be like, who are these people on the radio? You know? That needs to be more widespread.
Be more widespread.
Yeah. Shado's got some jams he's going to play.
Yeah.
And we're going to come back. I'm going to give you the choice of the episode.
Ooh, I like this.
There we go.
Yeah, I'm going to throw a little playback out here. This one's from the... Hope you remember this one.
Are we ready?
Yep. It's a Friday jam.
Money, we bottle any, pop the champagne, but I'll be off. squad. We pull up to the club, bitches always jocking them. They say, yellow, what you sipping? Cranberry vodka, man. Ain't no substitution, just give me something lovely. Cranberry on everything, fit is so doggy. Wanna go dumb with Illa, like, nigga, what the fuck you want? Trying to slide in VIP with some scallywag in the blunt. I don't need you, just me and my cranberry. Pour it on that girl's face, now she do the cranberry. Club, I be going dummy. Niggas ain't no, I'm the boss if it's mummy. Give me bottle honey, I'll pop the champagne. But I be off that cranberry vodka thing.
Sipping cranberry vodka, cranberry vodka, cranberry vodka, mixed with champagne. Swish and bang, sipping cranberry vodka, cranberry vodka, cranberry vodka, big swish and bang, sipping cranberry vodka, cranberry vodka, cranberry vodka, big swish and bang, sipping cranberry vodka.
Something to meet you. Your soul don't like your body, we help you free it. Then we wait for TMZ to leak it. It ain't no secret, so be it, so be it. Smoke. So be it, so be it. Smoke. So be it. CLIP, SEFB, A-Ball LV. I can show you how to bust a brick if you let me. I monogram like confetti, switch is ready. She leaning on Celine cause she ain't stepping in Giuseppe. Catch a buck 50 like each Pirelli. I got 8 of them, call me Andretti. If I'm not in the telly, selling the Yeti, then I'm twirling your bitch like she in spaghetti. Heavy, circle back and come and get this Kelly. And your ears too, if you want a blue like Belly. Lotta jetting, Prada betting, 9-11s. I'm the who's who with what's what, Papa Heaven. Fuck around and get your body traced trying to test me. Cause niggas that I'm with like to draw when it's sketchy. If they catch me, don't forget me, resurrect me. Buy a dog tag the same place that they would get me. Ski.
This is culture in the first place.
So be it, so be it. So be it, so be it.
You ain't solid, ain't valid, you ain't malice. Been quiet, ain't riot, you ain't Paris. Blow money, you owe money, we ain't balanced. You ain't believe, God did, you ain't Khaled. All black, back to back, this ain't traffic. Can't wrap your head round that, you ain't Arab. Y'all tweet, bird talk, we all parrots. Lone Star, cross the border, we like Dallas. 21, gun salute, we been savage. Tag them up, add them up, them niggas average. Fly them in, fly them out, only the baddest. If I had her, then you had her, she never mattered. Wish upon the stars on my roof, they all scattered. Ain't no more Neptune, so peace Saturn. Off the first ski up, they re-up. It's a pattern, like middlemen, they killing them. You know what happened.
This is culture.
Smoke. So be it, so be it. Smoke. So be it. You cried in front of me, you died in front of me. Calabasas took your bitch and your pride in front of me. Her utopia had moved right up the street. And her lip gloss was popping, she ain't need you to eat. The net gon' call it the way that they see it. But I got the video, I can share and AE it. They wouldn't believe it, but I can't unsee it. Lucky I ain't TMZ it. So be it, so be it.
This is culture.
Smoke. So be it, so be it. Smoke. So be it, so be it.
You know no good music, Junior. Grandpa, check out what I did with your song.
Oh,
we had a record. Oh, we had a record. Oh, we had a record. Oh, we had a record.
One, two. Leave the home and crease it for me. Yes, pa. Leave the home, they sleeping on me. Here we are, come again. Keep it on me, feet get lonely. Rubbers up my son. Jesus told me, easy on me. Like, here's some more from me. Leave the home and crease it for me. Golly, wally, hear me, homie. Keep it home, they sleeping on me. Hollering and cheer for me. Keep it on me, feet get lonely. Gun scar. Jesus told me, easy on me. You've gone far, run. Customer gone in London, we come from. Duplicate study, man. Airport grand command. Met me after check past pocket, mom. Make me out for wine a little bit. I'm here design a little hip for nigga. Fine, now I'm a British citizen. I want me set as every day this. I said me half a move, young bun. Come on,
move, mom.
Daddy champs, move on, song, no one. Girl, set for interstellar adventure. I went ahead, while me in Dublin, Britain, and troubling. Cuss off ragamuffin love. Ragamuffin love, can give me the ragamuffin. Had enough, son. Cut a rug, do it, family, move it for me. Lots more to do, your stammy junior's hungry. Mike finally won from comfort, young man. What's wrong? Here. Scream in London. Leave it home and crease it for me. Yes, pa. Leave it home, they sleeping on me. Here we are, come again. Keep it on me, feet get lonely. Rubber duck, ma, some. Jesus, homie, easy on me. Like, here's some more from. Leave it home and crease it for me. Golly, wally, hear me, homie. Keep it home, sleeping on me. Hollering and cheerful. Keep it on me, feet get lonely. Gun scar. Jesus, homie, easy on me. Gun far, run.
Well, what do you think, Grandpa?
Up your trash.
And we're back. You just got through hearing Foreign by Slick Rick right there. You know what I'm saying? And just to take it back, if you didn't, you missed some songs. The first one set it off by Illa J, Cranberry Vodka. And then we got...
I heard it.
Yep, yep. And then after that, we had got the Clips.
You know. Not Cranberry Vodka, right?
No, it's a good mix, trust me. Mixed with a little bit of champagne. But So Be It by the Clips, you know, Pusha T, Malice, and Pharrell was on that beat, of course.
The Clips and Pharrell have not lost their touch.
No, they have not, bro. They still go hard, man. Yes. Ever since Grinding, bro.
I approve of this musical selection.
Oh, thank you. You know how hard it is to impress Ocean? I'm telling you guys, it's really
not
hard.
That hard.
No, it is, bro. He'll say that, but he'll be like sitting in the corner like, I don't like this. Trust me, dude.
It's only when you play some weird that Santa thing.
Oh my God, bro. That's the back of his Christmas, man. You gotta do that on Christmas, man. You gotta play songs like that at Christmas. It's fun, man. You gotta play fun songs, bro, during the holidays.
I got you.
Yeah.
So, do you have any news topics before I get into the choices?
No, it's the halftime now. You gotta do the choice. That always comes before topics.
This is for a month period straight. Every
a month
meal,
period straight, huh?
Every meal.
Every meal, okay.
Would you rather eat nothing but Hot Pockets?
For a month straight?
Or Glizzies?
For a month straight?
Month
straight. Every meal? With meal. Every meal?
Yes.
So I can have like...
No, that is every meal.
Oh, that is the meal?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll do the Hot Pockets.
Really?
Yeah, bro.
What if it's nothing but one flavor of Hot Pockets the whole time? The ham and cheese.
Hot Pockets.
Okay.
Yeah, bro.
Would the flavor make a difference?
I don't know.
If I change it to the pizza, would you pick the glizzies?
What do you mean? The Hot Pockets is pizza.
No, some of them are ham and cheese.
It don't matter. It's going to be the Hot Pockets, bro.
Okay.
Not eating no glizzies for a month straight. Oh, that is terrible, bro. You going to be looking like something you don't want to look like after a month. I'm telling you.
Glizzies.
You're like, ooh.
Your health is not going to be good.
No.
I mean, the Hot Pockets aren't going to be great either, but at least there's multiple things going on in there.
Yeah, that's
not
true.
Just pure nasty meat.
Yeah, that part right there.
You got cheese and bread and a little meat, yeah.
No, you got to stay away from all of that because that's
either way, it's not going to be great for you the next month. You're going to have to really make up for it. But
yeah, I agree with this. I do. I definitely agree with this.
So word?
Word.
So we're here. Word.
So I don't know if you heard this. You might not even care. But
I care.
In a certain state, and I'll tell you the state afterwards, because I want to hear what you think about it before I say the state name. Plans to auction off more than 120 properties, including lakefront land and tiny islands, all for the low price of $3,750.
Tiny islands?
Tiny islands.
I'm going to go with Alaska.
Ooh. It is in the States, but you are wrong.
Really?
Yes.
What other state has tiny islands?
There are quite a few.
Hawaii ain't selling that for that cheap, so I know it's not Hawaii.
Mm-mm. Think of somewhere, I'll give you a hint, think of somewhere desolate that nobody really cares to want to go to. And there you will find your answer.
Wait, there's islands in Idaho?
Oh, my God.
If you're from Idaho, yes.
I wish this was true, but no, it's not Idaho. Not Idaho. But all right, to answer your question, it is Michigan. Michigan like is to Michigan, auction off more than 120 properties, including lakefront land and tiny islands.
People don't go to Michigan?
Not since that whole water poisoning thing and all that stuff happened.
So basically, all the people in the football stadium is everybody in the state.
Pretty much, you know.
And Detroit.
It's been on this. I mean, you could go there and buy a house for like 40 grand, bro. That's like a car here.
I'd buy an island in Michigan for what?
You can go buy a whole neighborhood, dude.
Yeah.
Like, if you have own a house here, you could buy an entire neighborhood there, which our house got here, which is insane.
An entire neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. An entire neighborhood. You could
own an expensive house here, right? Like $1 million house or what?
Well, all the houses here are like $500,000 or up, bro. They are. Literally are. All the houses here are almost $500,000. Like, I'm not even exaggerating.
Well, no. I saw the things. There's some stuff for under $500,000 for sure.
No, there is. But I'm saying the average house right now is about, for something really good, is like $500,000 up.
Yeah, but not all the houses.
I didn't say all. I'm saying most of the houses. Yes. Keyword, most.
Yeah.
If you want there something good, like if you're trying to do like a family of three bedroom, they're going to start averaging around that $500,000 mark.
Okay.
Well, not start, but you're hitting that $500,000 mark for something really nice.
Multiple bedrooms,
yeah. If you're just looking for something, you know, okie doke, one room, whatever, then yeah, that's going to be way under, yeah. But like family, yeah, you hitting that $450,000 up.
It's wild.
I know, it's crazy. But I have noticed the housing market, houses are starting to sell less now.
Cooling off a little bit.
It's cooling off. Nobody can afford stuff. The economy is crazy right now. But anyway, I digress. So go ahead. You had something you want to say?
Oh, no. Did you have any topics before we get into more music?
Yeah, I think I can probably get another topic or a question to something like this. So there was this question that's been going around.
Let's get it.
You'll probably laugh or be like, man, this is stupid. But yeah, imagine you going to a birthday party.
Man, this is stupid.
I agree, it's dumb. I won't even go through it. I won't even.
No, go. I'm being a jerk.
All right, it's all right. All right, so imagine you go to a birthday party.
Okay.
And then, your girl, your wife brings two of her friends.
Okay.
Right, and then they bring some friends, and
this
then
is a grown-up's birthday
party. Right, okay. But it's your girl's birthday. It's your wife's birthday.
Okay, I got you.
Now. Right. So, the bill comes. Uh-huh. Who's paying the bill?
And it's my wife's birthday party?
Yes, your wife's birthday party.
I'll probably pay the bill.
And you're paying for all her friends, too?
The birthday party? Well, did I invite them all? What's the situation here?
So, she told two, and other two told two. And they told two.
No,
so let's say it's 10 people at this dinner.
Everyone besides my wife is paying some then.
Boom.
In this situation.
I'm glad you said that because.
The situation changes. If I invite them all and all the people I invited are just the people that show up.
Yeah.
I'll probably pay.
Right. I'm glad you said
so
it.
It's not like I'm not being a jerk and be like I'm not paying for my wife's friends at all. If I invited them. It depends on the friend group. Some people it's kind of an unknown. Or a lot of them, honestly. The wife's friends in most situations are probably going to try to offer to pay part of it anyway if they're good friends.
Right. No. And
so the situation isn't going to come up around me.
And that is perfect answer, too. Now, because I said what friends would, I said your friends should want to pay, should all chip in. Next question. That's what I said.
Yeah, my wife's friends are all like that, so that would definitely happen.
You been a friend of mine for a long time, and anybody else on my birthday has always chipped in, and like,
yeah, why not?
That's how it's supposed to be, and vice versa. When it's somebody's birthday, we all chip in, and it's like
if everyone's chipping in a little bit, you don't even come out of that much. Each person doesn't come out of that
next to nothing if you do it right. But but you got a lot of cheapskates these days, man. Everybody just wants a free ride or a free meal.
Yeah,
sad. It's like You gotta cut them off, man. Like, yeah. What you keep them leeches for? Serious.
Leeches.
Succubus.
Play a couple more jams.
Yeah, let's get into some more music. Okay. Out. I heard enough time.
I'm gonna play that new Mariah. Play a couple more reggae.
Oh, it's that time. Yeah.
So this is new Mariah. So it'll be a good transition into reggae because it features Kehlani and Shensia, who's a dope reggae singer. So we'll use that to transition into some reggae. Back in a little bit.
Yeah.
Ooh la la la. Mariah's called Sugar Sweet. There we go.
Something about the way she says it.
No. They gave us a show. They gave us a show.
Mariah, how will you do? Walk to the car, and there you are. Can't explain the rush that I feel. Open up the door, you pull me towards you. Then you put your lips on me. I really, really like when I put it all together for you. I'm gonna take my time. My nails had new perfume. Hate it when you had to leave, but I don't say a thing, cause I will absolutely get the ring. No hurry, no worries. Oh baby, 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 I'm gonna use my expertise. I'ma keep it nice, I'ma keep it neat, I'ma keep it sugar, I'ma keep it sweet.
Want to grab me like your controller. I make note that how me waist a move so nice.
Give us a show.
They gave us a... What they hear, Ocean? What they hear?
Masika, Rich Sex. Before that, we had Romantic, Lila Ike, also featuring Masika. And then before that, we had the new Mariah Carey, Sugar Sweet, featuring Kehlani and Shinsia. We're back.
And we're back.
They gave us a show. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. I want to say big shout out to DJ Cliff, who does his show here 8 o'clock on Friday nights. Many of you, or Saturday nights, many of you already heard that, say that's my personal favorite radio show. Well, he's coming up on his, I think, 15-year anniversary of doing radio.
15 years.
Of doing Welcome to the Neighborhood.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, man. So,
hey, clap, studio audience, please clap it up.
He posted a dope little post on his Instagram. It even has a picture of me and Shado when we were guests on the show.
I feel so honored to be included. I feel special.
Yeah, so, you know, for real. Shout out DJ Cliff, for real, man.
Uncle Cliffy.
Catch his show. And if you miss it tomorrow night, if you're going to be out and about, you can still always catch it on demand just like you can with our show, xray.fm or the X-Ray app. Click on all the song, all the episodes. You can hear them on the go. Whatever. Do them while you're listening to while you're working out or jogging. It doesn't even matter.
You heard them. So do it.
Yeah. Listen to them while you're cleaning the garage. It doesn't matter.
And you know you need to clean your garage.
Clean it.
Yeah.
Seriously. This is a PSA. Wait, anything else you want to talk about? Any kind of news topics? Anything like that? We got about 3 minutes left or so.
No, I don't got anything else I'm going to talk about.
Okay. Any shout-outs you want to give?
Yeah, I do got some shout-outs, though.
There we go.
First of all, I know it's a little bitter news for sure, but my heart goes out to the, you know, the family of Malcolm Jamal Warner. Like, seriously, that was a huge loss we had earlier this week. And prayers definitely go out to that family. May peace be in their homes, seriously. But
that's some happy shout-outs, man.
Yeah, but no, I just wanted to, you know, get that off my chest. Sorry.
Okay.
But no, got to give a shout out to, you know, everybody out there that's been doing it lately, especially in hip hop. I be seeing, I may not be as active on the scene, but I do definitely be paying attention on the social media, everybody getting it in. Especially Rachel Warren, I be seeing her like doing like shows like everywhere. Like, good God, she is like multifaceted. She is popping up on like everybody's page. So shout out to her. Shout out to, once again, to Uncle Cliffy. Man, 15 years, that's awesome. Shout out to X right here for putting us on and trying to get the other tower, you know, for more cities to hear us. Yes, seriously. Shout out to you, the fans, for real. And then I got to give a big shout out to the whole commish, you know, the team, all dudes today, you know what I'm saying? LV, El Capitan, Jinx, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Unique, Dashay, Nook, Big Chief, Tree, Snipe, you know what I'm saying? Printai, you know what I'm saying? My man here, right here, Demi Ocean. Always holding it down. And, man, I can't say it enough.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Appreciate everybody.
For real. Up next is Long Distance Call.
Long Distance Call.
For that, because that's a dope show.
Really, it is.
Right after this, International Pop plus Off-World Funk. Every Friday night at midnight. You heard it.
Every Friday night at midnight.
We're turning it off when we're done, because this station is still the dopest FM station in the world.
What? Man, let them know. Let them know. If they didn't know, now they know.
Shout out to everybody. Shado covered most of it. Shout out my guy Relentless. My guy JB. You know what it is. My guy Dave. My cousin Young Fresh.
Young Fresh. Yeah, man. Shout out to him. I need to go out there and see him.
Do you think when he hits like 70, he's old fresh or what's the deal?